Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Before we officially begin our service this morning, I want to offer these words of grief counseling after the inauguration of President Don't Say His Name. I know this has been a difficult week, and I certainly don't want to add to it by belaboring the obvious, but rest assured, we have grief counselors available to you in the back, and Miss Jenny is putting together some good old-fashioned denial kits so you can continue living in a fantasy world if you need to. Supplies include pink knit hats, Rachel Maddow loyal fan lapel pins, I'm With Her t-shirts left over from the Hillary campaign, we have a lot of them, and signed portraits of Michelle and Barack guaranteed to have actually been touched by their hands to remind you of the good old days. Together, we will get through this. For obvious reasons, today's memorial service is entirely devoted to the despicable actions of President Not Kamala, the man most directly responsible for our misery this week due to all his flagrant anti-progressive actions since taking office. We know this is painful to hear, but the following serves as a non-comprehensive litany of offenses. First, he withdrew the United States from the Paris Climate Accord. He ended the Green New Deal. He dropped the electric vehicle mandate. And he even dared to tell people that America would start drilling again for planet-killing petrochemicals. The damage done to our dearest mother planet Gaia by these acts is unfathomable. But beyond killing our grandchildren with several giant swooshes of his absurdly oversized Sharpie, he also offered people the chance to choose for themselves between electric and gas cars. Choose for themselves? Are you kidding me? People can't be trusted to make choices for themselves. That's exactly why we need government coercing people into picking the lesser evil for the greater good. The only time we believe in choice is when we're talking about reproductive health, finding your favorite fetish, or men wearing skirts and mascara. Certainly not when it comes to the environment. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, he rescinded all diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility initiatives in the federal government. Now don't confuse DEIA, DEI, DIA, and DEA. These all mean slightly different things. But the gist is the idea of core value lowering standards so that we can bring more women and minorities into government dependence by prioritizing hiring on race-based and gender-based categories. As we all know, in claiming to make hiring decisions on, quote, pure merit, the president's really just saying he wants straight white men in these jobs. Now, yes, it's true. He has hired many female, black, and Hispanic people in his cabinet, last time and again this time, but secretly we know the real purpose is to hire only white men. And besides, you can't really count Pam Bondi, Marco Rubio, Kristi Noem, or Scott Turner when they're conservatives. Black, brown, and female conservatives don't count toward quotas since they aren't really women or minorities if they're Republicans, right? Merit? As if people should be judged by the content of their skill set rather than the color of their skin. So unvirtuous. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Third, the orange man from Mar-a-Lago has vowed to begin deporting anyone in the country illegally, designating cartels as terrorist organizations, sending the Coast Guard to South Florida, sending troops to the Mexican border, and ending the recognition of birthright citizenship for anyone whose parents were undocumented at the time of their birth. Ugh, so many hateful attacks on our dear Latinx brethren, sistren, and otherin. He is even rebuilding his obscene Berlin Wall, although we don't really like that analogy because it feels wrong to us to compare the Soviet Union building a love barrier to keep its people safely imprisoned within the communistic Garden of Eden with the atrocity of erecting a hate wall to prevent migrant workers from coming into the United States, a veritable horror show of greed, racism, and capitalistic exploitation. Why they even want to come here is a little hard to explain given our institutional racism, misogyny, and hate, but regardless, ignoring the Constitution, diluting the Democrat voting base, and punishing people just because they want to move across some silly line in the middle of a river is yet another reason he must go. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Fourth, this presidential walking cluster of transgressions had the audacity to declare that there are only two sexes, male and female. As if there were some biological basis to distinguish man and woman, like, say, chromosomes or basic anatomy. Of course, science tells us that the number of genders is an unknowable and growing category, currently estimated at 635. That's why we added the PLOS to the holy acronym string. to represent all the rainbow flavors and unexplored sexual possibilities. Aside from denying the obvious scientific basis of the infinite gender hypothesis, this move seeks to void the very existence of trans persons, preventing them from bathroom-affirming accommodations and seeking to disrupt the entire project of promoting gender anarchy to everyday Americans. For instance, the Department of Education, a key partner in our Progressive Enlightenment Project, will no longer produce the toolkit for creating inclusive and non-discriminatory school environments for LGBTQI+ students. The pamphlet on supporting intersex students and the resource for confronting anti-LGBTQI+ harassment in schools, as well as many other deliberately crafted and desperately needed inclusive initiatives and publications. How can people even know the truth if the very government itself won't tell them what it is? Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, I do want to acknowledge there was one small bright spot in the maelstrom of wickedness inflicted upon our nation this week. The renaming of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. I know it sounds absurd, and I know it seems like just another anti-Hispanic act of toxic masculinity and white nationalism, but hear me out. Although the actual name change is, of course, awful, the fact that President Unnameable has done this is actually a total embrace of our core principles. We love name changes as a way of creating virtue tests which identify a subject's loyalty to the governing authority, setting up in people's minds the idea that obeying the emperor in their speech makes them a good citizen, and refusing to do so makes them a rebel is a pattern we fully endorse. Moreover, we really respect the doublespeak engaged in by the president in signing, on the one hand, an executive order claiming to defend free speech and calling an end to government censorship on the one side, and then turning around and telling people they must revert to calling Denali Mount McKinley and changing the name of the Gulf. Brilliantly audacious. I love the contradiction. And obviously, we celebrate separating people from their past through creative rebranding. In fact, if the president really wanted to follow this more deeply, he might try some of the following. Instead of calling them tariffs, he could call them freedom unsubsidies. Instead of calling Native American indigenous peoples, he could call them continent squatters or colonial preoccupiers. Remote workers, the ones he wants to make come into work, could be called reduced productivity advocates. Well, you get the point. We know we're going to have a lot of terrible things done in the next 4 years, but at least if this non-transgender man in the White House can get Americans comfortable with alternating words and labels on a whim, perhaps we can turn that to our advantage in 2029. Relanguaging is the heart of our movement, after all. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Before you leave, we do want to remind you, people in Northwest Florida, to submit the photos of your snow persons to our website. We obviously will be looking to be sure there are female snow persons as well as transgender snow persons in the wintry mix. We also want to see that as many of the snow persons as possible are made of brown snow, black snow, and yellow snow. In order to prove to the world that we are definitely not a congregation that only makes white snow persons, if you have videos of your snow orb fights, we do not use the toxic masculinity term of snowballs for obvious reasons, please submit those as well. Although we obviously discourage the simulated violence of throwing them at each other, please be kind and share. We don't want anyone's feelings hurt by misguided snowplay.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.